Maybe, here we go. By way of distinction, this is Bob.
Hey, buddy, this is Miles.
You're the way I do that, dude. You always give me grief about that.
What?
Whenever I go, hey, everybody, welcome to the show. This is Bob.
That's your thing, man.
I know, and then you give me grief about it. Like, hey, everybody.
Hey, man.
Hey, look at me. I'm goofy.
Why don't you be cool like me, man?
Yeah, why can't you be cool?
Right?
Can't you be cool like me, Miles?
If I could be like Miles.
I'm Miles. My buttocks hurts.
They did. Sorry, it hurts sitting on this chair, okay?
Well, what do you got, like Marquis de Sade chair or what?
I got some chair I think my sister stole from the Catholic Church or something. I don't know what it is.
Why, what's that got to do with anything?
I don't know. They all say like property of Catholic Church or something. I don't know. What it
is. Oh, really? Oh, my God.
No, I'm just
I'm telling you, man.
That wouldn't really happen.
I was trying to think of what to start off with here. I don't know. I was actually going to talk just quick, briefly. I was trying to get, and I haven't heard back from him, so I'll have to write him again, but Frank Nora from the Rampler, Rampler.com, he does a show where he works in New York City and lives in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some ungodly commute, if you ask me. But anyway, he does a little show on his way to work or on his way home from work. And it's quite interesting, to be honest with you. In a weird kind of way, it can be somewhat fascinating at times. But I was wanting to try to talk to him, but he hasn't confirmed yet. So hopefully we'll have Frank on in the next couple weeks. We'll talk to him about, you know, what he's doing and why I think it's so interesting.
All right.
I won't give it away. That's the teaser.
The Rampler.
Rampler at Rampler.com. Yeah.
Talk to the Rampler. All right. Good.
And but anyway, yeah, I don't know. We'll get into that. And I got some questions for him. And then I'm hoping that you'll do your usual and not actually listen or participate in any kind of pre-show, you know. And then you'll be asking severely inappropriate questions about it, so...
I actually have something in mind along those lines. It's funny you should say that, because I've been kind of...
You've been actually preparing, or you've just been thinking about your inappropriate questions?
Inappropriate questions.
Oh, well, there you go. See, there you
but
go.
I don't want to ruin that, because then it's going to ruin my whole
thing. Don't talk about it. I just wanted to tease it a little bit. Hopefully he'll get back with me, and we'll be able to record something. So
our annual guest we like to have on the show.
Yeah, we have one every once in a while. And I've just been listening to it, and I'm telling you, it's caught me, and so that's there. I'm kind of following up on that. And actually, we've known of his stuff for years now, and so it's just a matter of this is kind of his new thing, I guess, or newer thing, and so we've talked via email, back and forth several times over the years, but it's just kind of interesting. So,
yeah, all right.
That's the tease.
Yeah.
So what's going on in Miles' world?
Miles' world.
I don't know.
We've got a stack of dirty magazines.
Hey, you didn't happen to turn in a DVD player to Best Buy recently, did you?
No, why?
Well, there's a story hit the internet recently about somebody bought what they thought was a new DVD player.
Right.
Come to find out it's got a DVD of Buckets of Cum left in it. And first thing I thought of was, I wonder if that was anywhere in Iowa and Miles had been... You know, had to, like, you know, go to the cash and pawn or whatever to get a couple bucks for lunch and accidentally left his DVD in the player. So.
That's a lot. Wow.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the interesting part is see, somebody bought this thinking it was new.
Yeah.
And that DVD was in there, so.
No, that wouldn't be mine.
Yeah, that's true. Mine. You know, on the second thought, you're right. You would never let your porn go uncatalogued.
That's true.
So
I only have about three porn here. So I have my three tape collection of course, Girls Gone Wild.
Oh, that's right, yeah, your birthday present from a pre-DVD birthday present.
Still on vintage VHS, I might
add. Yeah.
I have to go to the local VHS camera store and see if they'll transfer it up. this is going to sound a little weird, but
here it goes.
It'll
be like, buddy.
Hell, we'll do it for free if we can watch it.
Get in the 21st century, you son of a bitch.
You got to get your porn up to date.
Cheap son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
You been hitting up garage sales or what?
Hey, I know people that have run into porn at garage sales, so don't even...
That would be a fantastic website, garage sale porn.
Like, it's like mixed in with other tapes, like, let me see here.
Wedding night.
And Crocodile Blondie. Ah, what's that about?
I wonder.
Yeah.
The old garage sale porn.
Yeah.
That would be a good show.
I actually have people that I know, relatives that have said they've gone to garage sales and found porn mixed in with.
Did they buy it or did they not buy it?
You know, I don't know what was the outcome for that. Actually, I don't know.
See, I wonder if that makes you feel. I mean, to me, I'll tell you what. To me,
yeah,
I've never bought porn at a garage sale.
Right.
So having not done that, I probably wouldn't do it because it would make me feel even dirtier because I know somebody's like yanked their crank to this porn already.
I want
to know that only the editors and the videographers and the directors and so forth have yanked it to this before I get it. I don't want to have like secondhand, you know, people who have already, you know, had you know, a box or two of tissues gone through with this stuff before I get it, you know.
You ever find someone's porn, it's already queued up to something, when you put it in, like, uh-oh. This is the last thing they were watching before.
Well, no, I think the thing is, though, you have to rewind just a little bit in order to find where that what the point was of their satisfaction, right?
Wait, let's get back to the guy delivering the pizza. Hold on, wait.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Oh, now it's making sense. Okay, now I get it. Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you put it in whenever they stopped it, it's probably like somebody driving a car or something.
Yeah.
You know.
Ooh, that was great. Oh,
yeah. Oh, well, look at that.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, no, I never have done that. But, generally speaking, I don't go through people's porn collection when I hit the house.
Yeah.
But that's just me. I mean, I know you do different things differently than I do. So.
Grandpa, what... Where did you say that was? What underwear drawer did you say that was?
Seniors copulating. What the hell?
What's this?
Yeah. Senior stag party. What the?
Stag party gone wrong.
Yeah. Knees and tits. What the hell?
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. What's that about?
What the?
Yeah, I thought it was a children's song, apparently, but...
Without dentures, 3? What? Gramps.
Without dentures, 3. Oh, man. Well, here comes Gummy.
Facials and knitting. What the?
Crochet kitty cat.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Gee, Manetley. What the hell kind of shit is this, Grandpa?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Old guy and a 20-year-old. What the? Okay, I'll watch that.
Wait. There's no credits to this. My God. Oh, jeez.
Oh, Grandfather.
Oh, jeez.
What have you done? You shamed the family name.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot better if he didn't get that tattoo on his winky when he was in the military. It says title.
The dragon penis.
The dragon penis.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It says Mark Twain. For Christ's sake, what the hell? He's in the Navy.
Oh, boy. Wow.
So anyway, sorry. Got sidetracked there with the elder porn, sorry.
Yeah, elder porn.
So what's going on with you, huh?
You ever dream about dead people.
No. No, not really.
I do. I dream about, like, people I know that have died.
Seriously?
I do.
Like, you dream as in, like, remembrances or new experiences with them after they have died, but you're actually living out these things that never really happened.
No, yeah, like, the, yeah, right.
This
right,
isn't
yeah.
one of your Anna Nicole Smith dreams, is it? Cause I don't
no, these aren't like me meeting Jim Morrison or Anna Nicole Smith or anybody here. You know.
Hey, Miles, I'm the Lizard King. I can do anything.
It's like people actually knew, you know.
People what?
It's like people actually knew.
Oh,
know.
People who you actually knew. So, for instance,
yeah.
relatives or something like that.
Right, you know, family, friends, and relatives, and old times.
So, for instance, grandma and you're walking around naked today. Situation. She catches
That's really
you.
Not my dream I had, no. That was not my dream.
She goes, excuse me, lady, what are you doing naked in my house?
Mm-hmm. No, it's but
you
like,
need to wear
no.
a brassiere.
No, but in the dream, like,
are
you
pregnant?
Know they're, you know they're dead. You know the people are dead, but...
Yeah.
Like, the dream continues on anyway as if they were still alive, you know?
Oh, I see.
You don't have those? I don't know if you have those or not.
No, I don't, to be honest with you. I think that is kind of creepy, to be honest with you.
No, the other night, because I had a dream, I had a dream about a friend of my mom and dad that had died about 5 years ago. It was like a...
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Sam the Butcher, you know, from Brady Bunch, you know?
Oh, hey there, Miles.
Yeah,
you
how know.
About a veal cutlet?
Yeah, no, this poor guy had been, like, married forever.
Oh,
you know?
Geez, Miles, don't stick your dick in the cutlet.
I wasn't quite going with that. But
what
I,
the hell are you doing? Your father, I'm telling you.
I wasn't really going that direction with the story.
Oh, I was just doing the whole Sam the Butcher thing.
Yeah, I wasn't getting kooky, you know, like that.
Go right ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Right up my testicles or something. But, no, it's weird because this guy in real life had been married for quite a while. Right?
All right. I don't know where this is going. Go ahead.
And, no, I mean, he'd been married for a long time, and he had, like, several children and stuff. And then, like, after about 40 years of marriage, he just suddenly one day gets divorced, right?
Oh, this is in real life?
Yeah, this is in real life. Right. I'm setting up Sam the Butcher here a little bit.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead. So in real
like
life,
if him,
he was married.
Him and Alice hook up, you know what I'm saying? And
have kids. And
they have a whole
divorced.
Slew of kids, married for a long time. And then they get divorced, and then about 20 years after divorce, the guy dies, right?
Wow, okay, so he got divorced. He was married for a long time when he was young, huh?
Yeah, right. So you get the idea. So I have a dream. This guy's in it. You know, like I run into him, hey, Sam the Butcher, hey, what's going on? Hey.
All right.
It was like,
yeah.
It was like really upbeat. The dream was like really upbeat. You know, like, wow, hey,
getting divorced was the best thing I ever did.
Well, no, that didn't come up. That didn't
Miles,
come up.
You
right?
should get divorced. You sure these aren't just ruminations of your own thoughts?
It might be because I'm like, you know, and I was gonna tell him that he was dead in the dream. I go, God, I don't want to ruin his mood. You know,
He's so happy for being a dead guy.
I know. I mean, the happiest dead guy you saw since Clarence, you know, from It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
I mean, he was like, oh, Clarence, you're
yeah,
baby.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
So I wake up, and I'm like, it kind of had bothered me, you know, because I'm like, God, man. So my wife's like, well, what's wrong? What's wrong? I had a dream about Sam the Butcher, and it was weird, you know.
That sounds weird.
Like we were screwing cutlets together or something.
Oh, jeez.
No, it
good.
Wasn't.
I'm glad there wasn't some kind of group.
No.
Sam?
No.
How
I
come the Sam is all moist? Well, let me tell you about that.
It makes a tough man to make a tender chicken. Let me tell you.
I'm going to tell you about my meat injector.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
So I tell my wife, I go, God, I was really an asshole cause, in the dream because I should have told him that he was dead. You
yeah,
know?
But you didn't tell him he was dead, all right.
But I didn't want to ruin his good vibe.
Yeah, okay.
So my wife's like, what would be more upsetting, if you would have told him he was dead or if he was divorced? You know?
Yeah.
I go, man, I didn't think about the divorce part about it. Huh?
Do you still think he was married?
See, I don't know, because he was so damn happy in the dream, I couldn't tell. Was he happily married or was he happy because he was divorced? Oh, so I think...
That's weird. So what were you guys doing? I mean,
no, we're just like talk like, hey, Miles, hey, oh, ran into you, fancy meeting you here, huh?
You had a dream about a conversation? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, it was like a conversation, all like right. My dinner with Andre or something. It was just like, hey, fancy meeting you here at the adult video store. Right.
Hey, who's that in the next booth? Yeah.
No, isn't that weird, though, that you dream? You don't dream about dead people like that?
No, I don't think that I have, to be honest with you.
I do all the time. I do all, like, I'm conversing with these people, and they are very joyful.
Well, I know that you do have a morbid fascination with death, so.
Somewhat, yes, that's true.
So I guess that could be why you're fixated on this, but.
You don't have that.
No, honestly, I don't. Let's see. I don't know if that probably would be like some kind of anxiety dream, but I had an anxiety dream where I was dreaming that my daughter was driving, but she's not old enough yet, obviously.
Oh.
But that was an anxiety dream. So I was, you know, really worried about that.
You once had a kind of disturbing dream in college, though, I think.
Oh, Christ, yes, I tell you about one. Well, I was, yes, okay, yeah.
Well, you were being attacked by zombies.
I don't remember the zombie part, but yeah.
And you had guns, pistols, I believe.
Right, yeah.
They were firing blanks.
Firing blanks, yes.
And I read a little bit into this, and you got all...
Yeah, I don't know how you can... You remember this, of course. Of course you would.
Well,
yeah,
you don't forget that. Come on.
But
you don't forget stuff like that. I mean,
obviously that wasn't the case, so, you know.
I was studying psychology there for a while, so...
Yeah,
you know,
real hard, evidently, too. Yeah.
I did pay attention to a couple classes, so I'll have you know.
I took the one class with all the cassettes. That's the one I passed.
The
101,
Phoenix,
yeah.
University of Phoenix classes that I took.
No, this is. Did you take the one down at Southern where the guy had all the lectures on cassette? You had to go to class?
Yes.
Yeah, I took that one, too.
Yeah. I took a class actually called The Effects of Recreational Drugs.
That was a good one. I didn't take that one. That was good.
It did not have a lab, though. It did not have a lab. Yeah. Yeah. I probably did well the best with the class with the hottest chicks, I think.
That could be, yeah. It could be.
Mm.
But get back to these dead people stuff here.
Yeah.
So I mean, that was how many more of these things have you had? I mean, that seems a little bit.
I would say.
What other dead people are you talking to?
Huh?
Besides Sam the Butcher, like, have you talked to your grandparents or?
Grandparents, friends, neighbors, people that have, yeah.
Anybody you wish cancer upon? Have you had any kind of...
No.
You know, because you wish cancer upon people and they've died, so...
Yeah, yeah. I usually have a lot of dreams where I have to go pee.
Oh, jeez.
I can't find a urinal. And I'll wake up and I really have to pee like a fucker.
And there's a wet bed.
I know. I don't know why I don't wet the bed, because I do actually have dreams where I have to go whiz bad. I do have them.
That's just weird.
Or like there'll be like a urinal, but it'll be like out in the open, you know, up, you know,
like on the side of a gas pump, which is the one I want to put out there.
Yeah, you know, it'd be like that. It'd be like, well, I can't whiz out in front of everybody because I'm pee shy, you know.
Sides on it, you know. It's got the sides. Nobody can see.
Like, I cannot have an audience.
It's probably actually, you know, my concept was, just to rehash this from another episode.
Yeah.
My concept was that I'm like, every time I hate going into gas stations.
Yeah.
And I would rather have a urinal on the side of the gas pump.
Yeah.
With sides, you know, I mean, not an open urinal or anything. But just
yeah.
Like a little, like those little phone booths, you know, the old phone booths that used to have the sides, but not the whole door.
Yeah.
So that I can hop out, pay at the pump, and then take a whiz and not ever have to go inside.
Yeah.
Because usually and then at least the rain would clean the bathroom a little bit every time it rained. So, because it's so filthy inside, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, that's interesting. I don't know what to think of all that. I'm sure there's some, you know.
I've not had to whiz while I'm talking to the dead people, though. I just want to point that out.
That's good.
You don't go into that kind of weird tangent with it.
Yeah. Oh, just pee your pants like I do, Miles. I'm Sam the Butcher.
Yeah, no, isn't that weird, though, man?
Yeah, here you go. Here's a mug.
Yeah, fill it up.
You're peeing this coffee cup.
Yeah, I've done that once.
I know.
Shut up, man.
Here, pee in the sink. Oh, I can't pee in the sink. I'd be a bad person if I peed in the sink.
I saw a manager's hog once while I was golfing, man. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, jeez.
I was golfing at work one time, and I'm like, where's our manager? I look, and he's watching us golf as he's peeing.
That's just bizarre.
Facing our way.
That's peeing. A little bit gay, really.
I thought, this is the gayest thing.
That's gay.
I felt dirt. I washed my hands after I got done. I'm like, God, this is...
That's very gay.
Yeah, I didn't... No one said anything. Like,
he basically wanted you to see his unit.
Where's Larry at? I don't know.
Oh
my God.
He's peeing over there.
Hey, guys.
Hey, look.
You know what? Face the other way. Can you just face the other way?
I mean, you don't have to be, you know...
Yeah, we
like
don't
a princess
need to...
or anything, but you can at least turn your back a little bit, so at least... You have
yeah.
to kind of maneuver to see anything, you know what I mean?
I mean, this wasn't a profile or the guy's back. I mean, this is like a full frontal...
Hey, I'm peeing, look.
You know,
a fountain.
Forget about Sarah Silverman or whatever that is. Forgetting whatever that movie
is. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Forgetting Sarah Marshall, yeah. Sarah
Silverman. Whatever that freaking movie is.
Forgetting that would be Jimmy Kimmel. Forgetting Sarah Silverman.
Yeah, so...
trying to forget her. You know, she's fucking Matt Damon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. That was interesting.
Yeah.
Mm, nice.
Yeah.
This is what we wanted to hear to wrap up the show was were looking at other men's wieners. Yeah. That's going to give us some high marks there.
Larry, I can see your hog.
This will be our highest rated show on Planet Out. com. Oh, at the end they talk about wieners and golfing. Nice. Thanks. Jackass.